Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
The Duterte sense of entitlement. Entitled politics. That's a phrase First Lady Liza Araneta Marcos used in describing the behavior of Vice President Sara Duterte toward President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. when, Sara, went to Davao, former President Rodrigo, Duterte said, "Bangag, bangag." Imagine a former president calling, "My husband, bangag. Ano yun? Wow." And then the camera pan to, Sara, Tumatawa. So, Siam Pranikita Ko, Sabi Ko, wow, man. Masakit Yan, that's not right. You don't do that. That's entitled politics. You're in the government, you're the vice president, the first lady said in an interview with broadcaster Anthony Taberna for his vlog. Whether the VP laughed or grinned at her father's tirade about Marcos' alleged use of illegal drugs may be of little consequence to some people. It probably got on the nerves of the First Lady because it has been passed on repeatedly, making many people believe it to be true. Vloggers associated with the Dudertz have recently shown a piece of paper supposedly bearing the name Bongbong Marcos at Bong A as a potential target of an operation by intelligence operatives of the Philippine Drug Enforcement Agency, PDEA, in Makati City in March 2012. The PDEA pre-operation report was apparently what the former president was referring to in the January 28 prayer rally in Davao City when he claimed, "Nung ako po ay mayor, pinakitan ako ang evidencing PDEA. Dun solistahan, nan dun pangalan mo, Marcos." PDEA is the lead anti-drug enforcement agency under the office of the president. In the same prayer rally, Duterte said, "See Bongbong? Bangag yan. That's why sinasabi ko nasa inyoing yon, see Bongbong Marcos, bangag noon. Nayong presidente na, bangag ang ating presidente." Perhaps the First Lady has already gotten used to the former president's dirty mouth. What annoyed her was the vice president's reaction to the description of the president as bangag. The president tried to dismiss Duterte's statements, saying, "I think it's the fentanyl. Fentanyl is the strongest painkiller that you can buy. It is highly addictive, and it has very serious side effects. And PRRD has been taking the drug for a very long time now. When was the last time he told us he was taking fentanyl? 5 or 6 years ago. Something like that. After 5 or 6 years, it has to affect him. Kaya palagay ko nagkakaganyan, that's why he's like that." In November 2021, a few months before the official campaign period for the 2022 national elections, then-President Duterte already said that a presidential candidate was using cocaine, but he did not mention names. Late last year, rumors swirled that Marcos was captured on video taking cocaine, playfully dubbed as Polvoron. Duterte initially refuted this claim in a press conference on January 7, when he asserted that if such a video existed, it would have already been widely circulated. And in a press conference on February 27, Duterte somersaulted on his previous statements, "Wala akong sinabi na ganoon, even if you kill me 1,000 times, wala akong sinabi. Make it, taking a drug. Pero kung sabihin mong adik, wala akong sinabi na ganoon. Patayin ako ni Marcos niyan." Last April 12, Duterte was asked if Marcos was still in his right mind as he keeps ignoring the clamor for him to take a drug test. The former president said, "Alam mo ma'am, ako na ang unang nagsabi na drug addict siya. Hindi naman ako nag imbento ng istorya. Pero yang mga PDEA report nila na sinasabi nila na hindi toto, natural yan ma'am kasi panahon ni Marcos. Anong agency and government can go head to head with the president sabagay na yan? So sinu suppress yan." In the January 28 Davao City rally, Mayor Sebastian Bais Duterte called for Marcos' resignation, saying he was lazy and lacked compassion. The Duterte's, the former president, the vice president, the congressman and the mayor, as well as their allies, with crowd support from the Kingdom of Jesus Christ of beleaguered Pastor Apollo Quibuloy, have been capitalizing on Marcos' alleged drug use to dramatize their protestations over problems they are embroiled in, such as Rodrigo and Sara's alleged involvement in the bloody drug war case in the International Criminal Court and the removal of Sara's P650 million confidential funds, as well as Paolo's multi-billion peso allocation for his district, which accumulated to P51 billion in the last 3 years that his father was president. The Dudertes have a strong sense of entitlement, making them think that the rules don't apply to them, and they protest at any instance when they are criticized or made to account. They try to avoid accountability by using vulgar language against anybody they perceive as not on their side.